They had pretty good education there.
But when you were a child?
No, when I was young, I had no facilities there.
There was no places?
You learn as much as you can learn here in San Ignacio. Sometimes it happens, like it happened to some of my children, that for the necessity we had to work on the ranch, study on the ranches, and we didn't get no transportation for our children to send them to school, so they don't get to school at all.
Tell me about the people you worked with when you worked.
Well, I'm going to mention some of the people when I started working for them. For some time I went to Laredo to work for a big concern there in the Laredo plantation. That's where Del Mar is now. You see, you know where Del Mar is in Laredo? Del Mar, this kind of subdivision there in Laredo, North Laredo. Well, there used to be a big farm there. You see, I went there and worked there. They plant all kind of vegetables, onions, turnips, carrots, and things like that, you see, cabbage. I started working for them there as a timekeeper, and then I started driving tractors.
The people you worked with, did they speak English or did they speak
English? They speak English. They were a company from St. Louis, Missouri. It was in the Laredo plantation.
Well, how much of the year did you spend in Laredo?
About 2 years, 2 full years. I got married by the second time there. By the time I went there, I was a widow. And I married there. And then came back, then came the hard times on the telly. Maybe you hear about the depression, do you?
Tell me about the depression here.
I don't want to remember that.
Was it terrible?
I was raised in Madrid when they fired me. Well, you see, they had to cut the expenses, the crops, they got no market for them, so we were out of work there, you see. And I was raised in Madrid. I had to go to Ashington, Texas to work there. It was pretty hard there.
And where is that?
Ashington. Well, it's a place, let me tell you, it's a northwestern Laredo. It's on the 87, what number of road is this one here?
83,
I believe it is. 83, West, or 83, in Dimmitt County. It's Ashton, Texas, the side of Carriage Spring. And I went there, stayed there for about 5 months. I remember that time I had a small D car. But those years we had to pay the license tag for the car there in January. I don't have the money to pay the stuff on my car, you see. During the same time my mother died here, I wasn't able to come to the funeral because I had no means to come to here. Suffered too much there. We were working there for a while. Whenever they had an order for some vegetables there, we worked some days, half days or so on, but sometimes 2 or 3 days a week, sometimes week, a 4 weeks without doing anything there. One thing that we don't start there because there are a lot of plenty of vegetables, all kind of vegetables there, you see. We eat all what we got there on the farm. So because you're not, it don't cost us nothing. And after we raised the onion there, I was able to buy the last time for my more T4 and come back here to San Ignacio and working for a while there with a friend of mine there, helping to cultivate some cotton that he had planted, and then after moving to San Rafael Farm. It is about 9 miles south of Laredo, driving a tractor there, you see.
How long were you there?
Well, just for a couple of years or so. And then moved to another farm, south of here in Zapata County, they call him La Laja. They are operating now, and stayed there for about 4 years. Two of my children were born there, you see.